Good afternoon, morning, afternoon, day, midday.
You ready?
Been ready, John. Live ready. Let's do it. What do you got?
I want to ask you about Vince. What do you think this game means to him going back for the first time?
I mean, I think it probably means a lot. I know he had a lot of great years there, obviously a ton of success up there. I'm sure that there's still a bond up there between him and the fans. I mean, he's a fan favorite. He's a guy who did a lot for that organization, and the organization obviously has a special place in his heart. But, I mean, I know that Vince is a very competitive guy, and I know that he's looking forward to going up there, and I'm sure it's a very special game.
When you're next to him, now it's the second year, and he's been around forever, how much has working next to him helped you these last two seasons?
I think we talk a lot. You know, we talk about all different things, and the experiences have definitely helped. It's, you know, having a guy in there that's played nose guard for so long in this league and knows what he's doing, it always helps the defensive ends out.
What are the challenges of not knowing who the quarterback will be on Thursday?
You just go out there and you prepare as well as you can for their team and for the schemes and for everything you're going to see. Whoever it is, we have to go out there and play our game and make sure we do what we do. We look forward to the challenge, and whoever they put out there, we have to go out there and try and stop.
So do you prepare any differently?
I mean, I'm not going to tell you how we prepare. I mean, that's for Thursday night, you know.
JJ, there have been some disappointments up there in New England that you've been a part of. It's just, is it another hurdle you have to get over, like you got over getting the Chiefs, you know, putting that behind you? Or do you think about what's happened up there in the past?
I think it's a game against a very good football team. I mean, obviously they have a great pedigree, a ton of success recently, but we're playing – we're the 2016 Texans, and we're going to play against the 2016 Patriots. So that's the mentality that we have, is just to go up there and play the game that's in front of us, you know, and that's all we can do.
JJ, with your proven success as a pass rusher, Whitney coming on and Jadeveon starting to play like number one pick, what do you think the possibilities are for this pass rush?
I think we just have to continue to get better every day. You know, we got guys flying all over the place in every level of the defense, from the front to the linebackers to the DBs. And you never know where the play is going to come from. It could be a linebacker, it could be a DB, it could be a guy up front getting a sack. So it's a lot of fun when you play like that. I think it makes it difficult for other teams, and that's the goal. When everybody's flying around and everybody's coming from every which way, you try and confuse them as much as you can.
JJ, I know the goal is to be 1-0 after every week, but just how exciting is the prospect of potentially being 3-0?
I mean, you want to start the season strong. You know, that's something we didn't do last season. And so far this season, we've done a good job. But we know we have a very tough task at hand here this week. Very good football team on the road, very well-coached team, a lot of great players over there. So we really look forward to the challenge, and we know that we want to continue a fast start that we've had here so far.
JJ, how are you feeling this week, you know, with a short, you know, rest and getting as much as you can? And is this a season where you think you'll ever be at 100%?
I feel good right now. I mean, it's obviously a short week, so I'm doing everything that I can to make sure that I'm ready for Thursday night. You know, last game definitely knocked some of that extra rust off from the first week and felt a lot better on Sunday. And so hopefully on Thursday I knock some more off and feel better. It's just a continuous process of making sure that I'm very, very smart with my body because of everything it's been through. Obviously, I hope to be at 100% at some point. I mean, I can't say for sure. I want to go out there and play the best that I can play.
JJ, along those lines, how do you feel like this group is kind of accepting that challenge of doing everything possible to get your bodies right in a short week, minds right, this challenge of facing New England on short rest?
Our guys are doing a great job. I think everybody's taking some of the advice that we've been given on how to handle it. I think everybody's doing a good job of taking care of their bodies, getting extra sleep, getting extra treatments, cold tubs, everything. I think our guys are doing a great job and taking it very seriously because we know that we have a great challenge ahead and we look forward to it, and everybody wants to be at our best. And I think our guys honestly have handled it really well.
This isn't a division game, but does it feel like you know this team more than most? Just you've seen them or you've studied them quite a bit in the past?
I don't know. I mean, we've played them a few times, I guess. But like you said, every year is different. We're a different team than last year. They're a different team than last year. So we just have to prepare for the team that we're facing on Thursday night. And that's what we're going to do. And I think we've done a good job so far in the last, I mean, whatever it is, 36 hours that we've had since the game. And we're going to continue to do it right up until game time. But I think our guys have a really good mindset, and everybody's preparing really well. The coaches have done a great job getting us ready. And we're going to continue to do it right up until game time when we kick off.
What'd you do with your letter jacket?
With my what?
Your letter jacket. give it away to charity?
I got no idea. Those are some bad memories.
Do you know if you still have it somewhere?
I don't think so. I hope not. I don't want to bring that back up at all. Those are some bad days.
Did you have any, right before you played for the first time, did you have in the back of your mind, were you worried that you need to see yourself do things, get hit a certain way to get rid of it, whatever worry it would have been?
I don't know. I really don't know. It was it's been a crazy process. But I know that coming out of Sunday's game, I felt a lot better than I did coming out of the previous Sunday's game. And I think and I hope that it's going to continue that way throughout the whole year, that it's just a continuous process of getting myself back and even better. You know, the goal is to be better than before. I don't want to just be as good as I was before. I want to be better. So it's a process of making sure that I do everything I can to get there. And this Sunday was definitely a good step in the right direction. And hopefully Thursday night's another one.
Kind of as a follow-up to what he asked, when you throw Alex Smith out of the way, pounce on that fumble, are able to sack quarterbacks the way you have in the past,
right,
was it all, considering what you've told us about how you felt in January, was it at all a relief to be like, hey, I can be the old JJ?
Yeah, it started to feel good again. You know, you come off the field and everybody says, oh, you know, you're back. And I say partially. You know, I'm still working on some things, and I think it may be some things that only I see. But definitely some things that I want to continue to improve upon. But I have to admit, it did feel good on Sunday to get to have some glimpses of my old self back. And so I just want to continue that and go out there and try and continue to be myself and do whatever I can to contribute to help this team win and however I can.
As much tape as you watch and as much film as you guys break down, how different is it to prepare for a quarterback where there may not be as much with this rookie quarterback, hardly seeing any NFL action?
Right. You do whatever you can. You know, you watch the film that you have. You watch the film that the coaches have for you. You prepare for everything that you know about them and about their team and their guys. And then you just go out there and play. You know, at the end of the day, you have to play your game too. You know, it's not just one team preparing for another. Both teams have to prepare for somebody. So we go out there and we execute our assignments. We do our roles in the way that we're supposed to do it. They have to deal with us just like we have to deal with them. That's what's so fun about this game, you know.
JJ, how do you deal with Thursday night football? It's such a short turnaround. But do you look forward to, I got an extra couple days off? Or is it just a big pain for everyone?
It all depends on how the game goes, you know. It's, you win, you get that extra couple days off to get your body back, to get your rest back, and to get going again. And I think coming off of a win, you're excited because you have a good momentum. You want to keep that momentum going. If you're coming off of a loss, you know, it's a quick turnaround to get your chance to get the momentum back on your side. But it's very difficult, no doubt about it, for every player. Thursday nights are very tough for us because it is a short turnaround. It's a very violent game, and your bodies take a beating. So you want to make sure that you do everything you can to get your body back. And it's just something you have to do. Every team's got to do one a year. So we're doing ours early, and hopefully that helps us.
You had mentioned they have to prepare for you as much as, you know, the other way. Do you think with what Romeo's been doing and with what y'all are getting from Simon and Whitney and BMAC and JD, this is maybe the hardest another team's had to face to try to prepare for your defense?
You'd have to ask them. I don't know. That's the goal. You go out there and you try and make it difficult for the other team. That's the name of the game. So I think we have a ton of guys who make plays and a ton of guys coming from all different ways. So I think our coaching staff does a great job of getting us ready to play, putting together a good game plan, and then we just have to go out there and execute it. So I think as long as we do our job and everybody's been doing their job, we'll be all right.
Is that pretty much what you think's happened in two games? Each guy has done their job?
I think we've done a great job of it, yeah. I mean, I think we all, obviously, there's a certain place here or there that one or two of us can. But that's the beauty of our defense. When everybody's doing their own job, even if somebody kind of messes up, we got other guys making plays because they're doing the right thing. So it's just that's what defense is all about, everybody doing their job, being in the right place at the right time and making the play.